Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Indigenous Voices. Your host, Tariq Aswar. This is a unscheduled radio show. Actually, it's an emergency. And before I let anybody speak, I'm going to say something. Everybody who's watching on Facebook, okay? I created the station, Indigenous Voices of People, under a new account, Block Talk Radio, before it was being managed by other people. Because nobody gives a voice to anybody. So I have people, so-called friends, on my Facebook, okay? Facebook is everybody. I have my family there. I have my friends there. I have, you know, new people there. I have whatnot. Now, I told everybody, Facebook or around the world, Indigenous Voices of People is for all voices who are indigenous. It's a real show. It is not Mickey Mouse. It's real people. So if there's people around the world claiming that they are indigenous, you have to understand real indigenous people are going to ask about who you are, where you come from, who's your people, who's your mom, who's your dad, who's your tribe. But what is happening here, there's many people off my Facebook, you know what I mean? Nobody puts a gun to your head, you know what I mean? Nobody to come on the show, you know what I mean? You told me you're indigenous, you're native, you're from Turtle Island, you're from America, you're from Mexico, you're from Brazil, you're from Australia. You claim that you are, what do you call it, from that tribe, Blackfeet, Lakota, Cherokee, Apache, Mexica, Palestinian. You guys claim all that. So when you come on the show and there's another member, tribal member, he's asking you what tribe you're from, what people are you from, and whatnot, you know what I mean? And they're asking to see if they have any relationship, you know, with you. They want to connect with you. But what you're doing is, you know what I mean? You're not being truthful. And to make... There was a Facebook friend. I thought she was a friend. Maybe an undercover. You know what I mean? I don't know. Okay? She sent us, you know? Here we go. Look at this. Notice to cease and desist letters. Here's another one. Notice to cease and desist. You're the one who came on my comments on Facebook. You said that you're indigenous. And I invited you to the radio show. So guess what? If you're going to cry, you know what I mean, to the authorities and make legal, you know, I'm going to post this on Facebook. I'm going to post my lawyer. I already called my lawyer. And I told my lawyer exactly what is going on right now. And he goes, you didn't put a gun to their head to come on the radio show. I said, no, I did not. I invited everybody because they claim to be indigenous. They claim to be an American Indian. They claim to be a Mexican Indian. This show is for all indigenous voices of people, everybody. But when tribal members, they ask who you are, what you claim, you know what I mean? You get all offended, you get angry, you know what I mean? And you go and start filing paperwork for defamation of character. It's a radio show. But you keep on continuing, you know what I mean, to make it, where is the freedom of speech, huh? Where is the freedom of speech, Facebook friends? Where is it, huh? If you guys are going to keep on going, because these tribal members, these members of Turtle Island, a.k.a. America, you know what I mean, they're asking who you are, who's your people. We do the same exact thing with us Palestinians or Middle Easterns. If somebody says, I'm Palestinian, we give them all the information who we are so they could know that we are from their tribe or we are cousins. This is how it's done in the Bible. If you know what the Bible is all about, you know what I mean? Go read the scriptures of the Bible. It would say the first name of the Father and break it down till we find out who it is what. The Bible says it. The Quran says it. You know? The Torah says it. It's all the same three books. So I'm not understanding, you know, what is going on with you. This show. You want to be on the show? I told you many times, be on the show. But do not claim something you're not, you know what I mean? Because the callers have the right, you know what I mean, to know who is what. So, it's okay? Is it okay for somebody to claim something they're not? And this is what's happening here. This is why I'm doing this emergency show. Because now our elder, or the elder of the Strongheart Warrior Society, and myself, is getting, you know, legal threats from, I'm not going to say her name, I deleted her off Facebook, because she was on and on and on and on, you know, when she came on the radio show, she attacked, you know, other tribal not being honorable. Even if a tribal member, you know what I mean, ask you who you are, they want to know. The show is called Indigenous Voices of People. It's real people. It's not fake. Welcome to the show. Who's talking? You're the only person right now.
This is Rachel.
Good morning, Rachel. Hi. How are you?
I'm pissed. And before we open this up and I go any further, this lady, I'm not going to put her name in my mouth because we got accused, falsely accused the other night, and I hope her lawyer's listening, of putting her name in our mouth and calling us bitches. And I hope her lawyer is listening. So I'm going to give her a verbal deceased order. Don't accuse us of putting your name in our mouths when we did it and calling us bitches on our own radio show. Now, I'm going to get down to the other thing here. I'm sick and tired. This person is on a social media page that she is surrounded by free white hate speech, free hate white anger, free white hate incitement. So maybe she needs to start digging around in Facebook and issuing them some deceased orders, cease and desist orders. Sister, I'm pissed right now at you for what you did. You're acting like a white woman. What you did here today. You came on our show. You were angry about things. And you started falsely accusing of other people on this radio show of putting your precious name in our mouth and calling us bitches when we didn't. So we could come back at you and say the same thing. Now, you don't like this. You can get off and you could forever hold your peace, your mouth, and your opinions and never come back. Because we are going to keep expressing our feelings, our opinions, feature what we've been through in this country with people. And if the word white comes up and it offends you, fuck you. Now take that to your lawyer. And I'm giving you a verbal warning. Don't you dare come on this show anymore and accuse people of putting your name in their mouths and calling them bitches. You got that, lady? Constitutional
well,
Indian.
You told me to go back to Palestine. I should be filing another defamation of character, you know what I mean, against you. Indigenous voices of people, what does indigenous stand for? I'm indigenous. Lakota are indigenous. Kumaye are indigenous. All the tribal on Turtle Island are indigenous. Okay. You came on the show. You said you're indigenous. Come on the show. Okay. But then after people, even like the other gentleman, he came on the show, you know what I mean? African black man. He said he was from Blackfeet, you know what I mean? And he said he was indigenous too. And a gentleman, you know, he was a young gentleman, indigenous gentleman, Lakota. I don't know if it was Lakota. But, you know, he came and he was asking, you know, he was asking him nicely, what is your people? This is how we, you know, this is how we, what do you call it? When I meet an elder, Middle Eastern elder, Iraqi, whatever, you know what I mean? I tell him my name, my full name. I tell them where I'm from, who my father is, who my grandfather is, who's my great-grandfather, who's my triple great-grandfather, which land, which, you know, this is how we greet each other. This is how we know each other. This is how we do it. So you're getting offended. You're getting offended, Facebook friends. You come on the show because other tribes want to know where you're from. You're getting offended. So you go off like a white person and you go to a lawyer and start sending us letters, you know what I mean, of defamation of character. And you don't even have a picture on your own Facebook. You have nothing on your Facebook, only pictures of indigenous peoples, but you can come on the show, you know what I mean, and claim something you're not. These people are not going to let it happen because they're proud people. They love their people. Look, they chew out my ass all the time. You know, they call me what they call me names, but guess what? I'm not a child. I know who I am. If they call me names and cuss at me and say, fuck you, Tariq, or whatnot, I'm not going to go behind their backs, you know what I mean, and go file paperwork on them, crying, you know, to the state, hey, they're picking on me. I don't do that shit.
Tariq, can I intervene and say something else here?
Go ahead. We got 2 hours to clear out the indigenous voices of people.
The things this woman was getting said that upset about that was said, I got news for this woman. I spent my whole life out here. The very thing she was getting said upset about that was being said by another person on this line. I grew up my whole life here, and that come out of white people's, mainly men's mouths. And I didn't put my pissy panties on every time I got talked vilely like that by from a white man. I'm going to serve you a cease and desist order. Put your big girl pissy panties off. Put your big girl panties on and get tough if you're indigenous. Because I grew up my whole, listen to white men talk to me that way. I didn't give a fuck. That was their ignorance coming out. The racial hate ignorance. All I gave a fuck is if they got up in my goddamn face, then I went to town with them. Words? Their words don't mean shit to me. So I'm very disgusted here. And like okay. You said, they pull this pissy Annie shit with their paperwork.
Okay, let me read this out, please. This was sent today to Canupa. Canupa, older brother, leadership of the Strongheart Warrior Society, okay? All right, reading. Dear Canupa, this letter has been served as a notice of your unwanted harassment activities. Wow. Or the equivalent of thereof that has been going on for recent weeks. Therefore, you are required to cease and desist all verbal and personal attacks, including but not limited to not mentioning or reference or to using she or here, meaning her name, on social media platform. Also, not to provoke and control regular listeners to your Block Talk Radio live show that you co-host to do all the same. Here. Okay? I'm still reading it. Shit. But this is what we're getting. It doesn't sound like an indigenous person. Sounds like a Karen, like a white person doing this. The previously conducted actions, unwanted, unwelcome, and have become unbearable due to the aforementioned harm you have caused. This cease and desist shall serve as a pre-suitor letter demarking that you provide us a written assurance with 3 days that you will refrain from further actions that would be demeaned as harassment. If you do not comply with this cease and desist letter within the aforementioned time period, then a lawsuit may be filed in the proper jurisdiction seeking money. Seeking money damages as well pursuing
monetary damages.
All available legal remedies for your harassment. Signed her name.
Okay.
So it's for money.
First of all, nobody harassed this woman. Nobody, as far as I know, went to her Facebook page and took her up. Nobody called her personally on her phone. Nobody's done nothing. So this lady better get her chickens in a row before she keeps carrying on with this action, because in reality, you come to a party and you don't like the music, you get the fuck out. You don't like what's being said, you leave. That's it. That's just that simple.
Anybody who's watching my Facebook live account, I leave comments on I do a lot of postings, right? You comment on my postings. You know that I'm a radio host. You know I'm a blogger. You know I'm an activist. You know all that. All of you, you know that. You know that I'm a radio host of the station. And I said million times before on other radio live feeds, you know what I mean? You are going to be talking to real people. So if you are going to claim something and these people who are calling in to talk with you, you know what I mean? And you claim something that you are part of them and they're asking, you know, and then after you start threatening them and then after you start cussing them out, you know what I mean? So what do you
expect? I wonder how much money she's got in her bank account.
Okay.
Because we could pull the white man shit and reverse an order on her too. I wonder how big her bank account is.
So I want to ask you something, everybody. Everybody's watching on Facebook. Is this what you guys do to your own people? You call yourself indigenous, but you fuck each other in the back? If you want to clear this, you come on the radio show, we clear this out. You don't go doing this crybaby shit, you know what I mean? You don't go defamation of character and whatnot. You come back on the radio show and you clear your name, or you don't do this shit. This is what indigenous people do, stab each other in the fucking back. This is what you guys do. Even our fucking people do this, you know what I mean? But we hold a council. We hold a council. We make a council. All of us, we will be quiet. I will mute everybody, you know what I mean? And you could talk to Canupa directly, and we solve this the adult way, the indigenous way, not this fucking legal white way every time. Everybody cries, you know what I mean? Don't post shit on my Facebook then. Don't put anything comments. If you're indigenous and you're leaving comments on my page, you know what I mean? And you come on this radio show.
She came on the radio show. Here, I want to clarify something. She came on the radio show with a big pissed off chip on her shoulder because of some things that were said. But she took it out on everybody on this show who we sat back and we listened to this woman before we jumped in and got on her. Then she started attacking other people on this show. So she better be prepared of what she wants to go here. You don't come into a territory and you start attacking everybody and accusing them because you can't handle the words that somebody else says because you got pissy panties on. They're words. No harm was done to you. No monetary damage harm. No physical harm. Get it straight, and I hope your lawyer's listening because I think he knows what I'm talking about.
So when I read the, what do you call it? You know what I mean? When I read the letter that they sent, monetary. You know what monetary means? It means, to me, in my mind, monetary damages, monetary. You guys are a scammer. You're trying to scam indigenous people, poor indigenous people living on a fucking reservation, being fucked every fucking day by their own tribal government, by this government, by the whole entire nation, and we are in the worst fucking conditions in this land and around the world, and still you're trying to fuck them. And you call
it's
yourself
not just
indigenous.
That. It's not just that. They're trying to shut our voices down with the threat of monetary. This is how the white man does, shuts you down. This is how they roll. What's behind this is to shut our voices up with the threat of this paperwork and monetary. Trying to shut our voices down with the threat of that white paperwork. But like I said, she partook in the Alaska radio show. She came over here, and she started going after us after we just came back at her and told her, just get off the show, you don't like it. She started accusing everybody, even me. Don't you put my name in your fucking mouth no more. First of all, I did put your name in my mouth. You're falsely accusing me, and you called me a bitch. Then you got called bitch back. I hope your attorney's listening, lady. Trying to shut our voices down, shut this show down, and then seek some money? Who the fuck are you? And I do hope your attorney's listening. You're a trap setter is what you are. You're a trap setter.
So clearly, we live in an America that has no freedom of speech. Nobody has nothing here.
You're right.
Okay.
She better get on Facebook right now and see what's surrounding her ass. There's hate speech all around her on Facebook. Why don't she show some cease and desist there?
We have no rights.
Against minority people in this country.
We have no rights.
You're damn right we don't, but Facebook does, all the white people do. And you can get on there and you can read it any goddamn day. So take that to your lawyer.
Okay, let me say something. What happened Friday night after the show? What happened after the show, after the radio show? I had two black and whites come by my house, putting the spotlight on me just because of the show. So all of you who are hold on. All of you who are watching, you're calling the cops on a radio show? You're calling the cops on my Facebook posting? You're calling the cops on freedom of speech? You're calling the cops on everything? What fucking freedom do we live in then? What freedom?
White
what
man
freedom.
Freedom
do
they
I live
freedom.
In? What freedom? Huh? What freedom, Facebook? What freedom?
She calls herself Indigist. She calls herself Indigist, but she's on a social media page that is surrounding her with hate speech.
Okay.
Dog whistling. Violence
right.
Society.
I
get real, lady.
Okay, stop. I'm going to file a civil lawsuit. I'm going to file a civil lawsuit. I already have a civil lawsuit with the ACLU. I have another lawsuit with Amnesty International, with the United Nations, with my lawyers, with everybody. Because the way I'm getting fucking harassed, I'm getting harassed for having a radio show. I'm having my freedom of speech violated. I'm an American citizen. I joined the U.S. Army. All because everybody said, kept on saying freedom of speech. We believe in the U.S. Constitution, blah, 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 blah. But we don't. We do not live in a free country. If this person comes and comments on my face.
She has no problem being on Facebook.
I understand. Listen. Listen.
No, I want to make this very clear. She has no problem being an Indigenous woman on Facebook and surrounded by hate speech.
It's not only
her.
She
has no problem with that.
It's not only her. There's other people, too. So.
Well, she needs to get a problem with Facebook because it's all around her on Facebook. So before she singles us out, sister, you better look on where you're coming from.
Okay, she's not on my fucking Facebook anymore. I deleted her fucking ass. I'll tell you later who she is. I'll send the information to you guys. But
please,
this
do.
Is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about, people. It's happening.
No, she ain't gonna do nothing. She's not gonna do a damn thing with us. Because she said her fucking ass on a social media page. The very thing she's accusing us of doing, it's all around her. But she's not taking issue with Facebook, is she? I want to see what she's giving people on Facebook this cease and desist orders for hate speech. Come on, lady, let's go.
You're right. They want to shut down this show. They don't want this show on the air. So clearly, there is no goddamn meaning of freedom of speech any longer.
No, there
right?
still is. We're doing it right now. We're going to keep doing it. So this lady better back up. And you better start getting on Facebook, lady. And you better start serving some cease and desist.
Why are you saying this lady? Hey, she's not here no more. I told you before, she's not on Facebook no more under my page. So drop
it. Maybe the message will get back to her.
Just drop it. She's not on my fucking page anymore.
Well, let's drop it. She's done with.
I'm just, like, fucking pissed off, you know? I can't do anything in this I can't do anything here.
No shit. That's the way it's been all along.
I have my flag saying Free Palestine on it, you know what I mean? And anytime I talk about Palestine and a protest, okay, and there's the opposite side, which is Israelis, and if I say fuck Israel and shout up, and we're going at it. Guess who I get a fucking visit from at my house? There is no goddamn freedom of speech.
Well, let me ask this question. Let me ask this question. We got a lot of white people in this country who have hatred views towards Jewish people in this country. They hold a Bible. It's about the Jews. They don't like it, but when you say what you said, fuck Israel, excuse me, that's a double standard if you ask me, because there's a lot of people, and I imagine some of them are in the FBI, some of them are in the police force, they probably have those same feelings, so what the fuck are they doing coming around you because you say that? All hypocrites.
Hello, caller 406.
You never say anything bad about the two main forces in this world, and that's the white people and those Jewish people who are Zions. There are traditional Jewish people out here that are not affiliated with that. But when you hear white people out here talking, after some of this talk about Jews and that stuff, okay, what about you? What about you? But when somebody else screams it like a Palestinian man over here, you want to get down on his ass? So what? White people are only allowed to say fuck Israel or fuck the Jews? Only white people are entitled to that? Sure looking like it.
Yeah. Next caller. Line is open for you. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello. This is Jenny calling in from Northwest Montana, the Pawnee Nation. If you ask me, I'm going to say, well, where did it all start? And what did it all start over? It wasn't over Chinupa. It was between
Tariq and her. She left a negative comment under Chinupa's picture with Uncle Russell Means, the late Uncle Russell Means, questioning, you know what I mean?
Yep. And so after
it was a
Saturday
negative comment.
Yeah, after that, by saying that, it was sent to me too, And that was all about him talking about the 1300s all the time and how he, talked and he, about, whatever she said. And I'll say she because I have the right to say she, Everybody has the right to say she, and don't refer to her or anyone, it's just that she, because it was a female, had said, And so she already had that ugly mentality towards Tanufa. Mm-hmm. So she had that already in her mind and everything. She's the one who walked to her phone or, grabbed her phone and held her phone and dialed in. Mm-hmm. So when Tanufa, she don't know who Tanufa is, okay? Tanufa, like I said, has a rough way of talking and stuff, And he's not the only man in this world or woman that will talk like that. See? She's out, I don't care where she's at, but she's out there somewhere, and never been talked like that before, okay? But up here where we're at, this is cowboy world and shit, and like cowboys and Indians go up here, It's a rough talking place. You're going to hear stuff like that, And even when people get drunk, they talk like that. So now the younger one, they're cussing us out like that too. So what he had said was basically to clean her snatch, which means her mouth. Okay? Well, she took it the other way. So she don't really know, why he talks like that or what it really means. That's the way she took it, because I heard it.
I wonder how many white men that talk to her.
I heard it because she called after the show, and I was still talking with Tanufa, and she called, after she made that offer on the show, I asked her to tell me what changed her hateful heart by all of a sudden she wants to make a deal, an offer. She wouldn't tell me. She said, I'm indigenous. I want to know the truth. I want to know what the hell she felt after that, Because all of a sudden, she wanted to talk nice. She wanted forgiveness. So she can't play with my mind. So she wanted forgiveness. She, she called up Tanufa talking, she told him all about herself and where she went and where she lived. But I never heard nothing say, I help my tribe, my people, this way and that way. I thought that was kind of odd, So then I came on and I told her no. Basically, to F her offer, Because she don't realize, you get small-minded, P-minded on the phone and shit, even on Facebook. But remember, those people that are out there doing something, they're not just talking about it and what they actually do it, physically do it. I've seen it with him, what he does. But to talk like that, she forgot who she's really talking to, meaning that, he has elders that look up to him. He goes into these meetings and stops these, crooked corruption bullshit people trying to sell out to the white man all the time. That's who he is. Then he goes and brings food and gets donations and brings that donation to feed his people all the time. At the same time, he's trying to keep his own mind, his own mentality right, after all that he has gone through and seen and, his own life, So she don't really realize when she's talking like that, A lot of people talk like that. And then, Tyreek, you're right. If you're Palestinian people, that's how they identify themselves by their young grandfathers. Well, let me tell you something. Over here in Turtle Island, we identify ourselves by our grandmothers. Okay?
That's
because
beautiful.
Because the teachings came from our grandmothers. That's why we say, you know, Turtle Island is governed by the grandmother, the female, the women. Niitsipi, that's real people. That's what we are trying to call Niitsipi, real people. All right. So this woman don't realize who she's really talking to on this radio. Yeah, we're sick and tired of all this. Come on, you can't own the air, too. Huh? Oh, they could, you know, read it on Facebook. Look at that, 1,000-plus Indigenous Peoples page on Facebook. They kick all the people that are talking religion on there. They kick them off.
Yes, so, a lot of Indigenous people right now are watching the show. They hear your voices. They're hearing your voices.
What the hell is this, you know, that they don't want us to tell anyone or everyone else? Come on, they need to get over, you know, their own bullshit down. Because we're talking about something that involves everyone, no matter what. So it's like I said, you know, every race is divided. Every race is divided today.
Yeah.
So they want all of us to just stop and, you know, put everything down and all come together. Well, where? Where do you want us to come together at? Are you going to pay for us to come together? Where at? Or what is it with them? Should we have to fight this goddamn government paper system? They're always trying to figure out a way every goddamn day to take our right away from us. So obviously we have rights. We have rights. We have our living birthright. They're not the ones that created each and every one of us. You can't take our side, you know, unless you want to create blindness, deafness, mindless. I mean, taking our whole spirit, everything about us away. You can't do that, huh? Whether it's on Facebook, radio, and all that. This is why our old one said that all this bullshit, this web that was going to go around the world, it wasn't going to be good, you know, because get your message or whatever you want out there. But other than that, it wasn't going to be good. They're going to control your mind with it. So this is what I don't understand, you know, this big lawsuit stuff. What does she want? Oh, I can give her some blankets if she needs blankets because I don't have no more buffalo. What does she
money.
Want from me? For
mammon.
I don't get money.
She wants money.
Yeah.
Mammon. Money. Mammon. Money. She said
it's
in
ridiculous.
Her letter.
It's ridiculous.
She's probably getting paid. She's probably getting paid money to come after this radio show to shut it down. And she found a little loophole to try to do that and threw off her paperwork. So if the truth be known, she
I already heard her. We all heard her when she made her offer. We all heard her different tone of voice. She wanted us to accept her apology. Jeez.
Nope.
We need to ask everyone else first, you know? We need to go and explain all this to our grandmothers and, you know, his elders and stuff about all this too. And let's see if they say, well yeah. Was she going to pay us all for saying yes? What the hell, man? Oh, no. Oh, she was going to, you know, only make it a second, whatever the hell she's talking about. Radio. Satellites and whatever, you know, second part. I don't know. I don't even care, but yeah, it's all recorded. It's all said. It was all heard.
Hi, Kanupa.
Hello, how you doing, man? I jumped on. I've been dealing with some issues here on Pine Ridge with the elders. Anyway, I told them I need to get on the show. Got some grandmas tuned in right here that. First of all, Mitakiepi, I'm going to tell you guys something. And I'm Tyreek, I'm going to ask you this question right now. I'm going to get blunt here. What do you want from the Indian people? What do you want from us?
Nothing. I want to give you a voice, and that's it.
Okay, so you don't want nothing, but you want us to give a voice. Okay. All right, the reason why I'm saying that is because I caught the show right when Jenny was talking about. You know, since we come on this show, you have close to how many people on your Facebook? How many you have?
3,000 people.
Okay, so you have 3,000 fucking members on the show and on your website and all that stuff. Each one of them, if they pay a fucking dollar to you, $1, they can cover your radio show.
Yeah.
We indigenous people, we real indigenous people, we don't have it. So we keep doing what we need to do to maintain what we have to do to help our people. That's what I do every day. So I get this letter in the, on the phone, you know, to aimed at me, okay? I don't know what goes on in this country, only the fact that white people want indigenous people gone. And they're white. They're going to describe themselves as whoever they want to be. Well, let me tell you something. Listen to this real carefully, people. Two FBI agents and a BIA cop came on Pine Ridge, and all three of them never got off. Okay? This is what kind of shit happens in Pine Ridge. So the rest of humanity out there, you don't like our show, stay the fuck off our show. Stay out of our affairs. You, Tyreek, quit friending people on Facebook. Cut them all off now. Because if none of them can contribute to your fucking show, done. They're not your friends. And whatever it is you're looking for, they're not the ones that are going to help you, even though you want to comment and friend with them. Cut them off. We experienced this before. Her name was, what the heck was her name? She was from Montana. She killed her own son. She killed him. And this lady did the same thing. So in reference to this, you don't like us indigenous people? Leave us alone. Quit portraying us. Quit saying you're us. Quit saying this. Leave us alone. We have enough in our fucking midst, and you guys want to say stuff like this, and you want to aim. Don't text me nothing, any one of you. Don't text me nothing. That's the problem. You want to get in our lives? You come live here in Pine Ridge. Come see the graft and corruption. The character, well, I you don't hear me complain about my character. I should do that too, but I'm not a white man. The white man wants indigenous people dead once and for all. No different than what they want to happen in Palestine. They want the Palestinians gone completely. They want the Israelis gone. They want them gone. And the shades of white, people, the shades of white, your body's fucking full of white, too, just like my body's full of white. My bones are white. My eyes are white. My fucking teeth is white. The great mystery gave me that. So I say this in a value because I'm getting sick and tired of you people threatening us. Motherfuckers, leave us alone now, okay? Any number that comes up on your computer blog and your Facebook and all your radio shows, block them off. And you Indians, wake the fuck up. Wake the fuck up. Here we are characterizing ourselves in a sense to have a fucking voice. And you people don't like it because it's the truth. This is what I'm going to say to all of you. Native independent nations. Okay, just listen to this part. Ugh, my head just gets so fucking angry because these grandmas. These grandmas want me to talk Lakota here, so I'm going to do that. So. But first, I want to give you two understandings between the life that we live. You all call yourselves American Indians, or you call yourself a Native American, okay? This is how the United States of America defines you. Me? Wa'el. I'm going to say that way. Wa'el. Malakhotaps. Okay? the white man wants you to be everything like him. So my people do it. They talk like him. They dress like him. They spray paint their hair like him. They do everything like a white man. And that's not good enough. Division is always going to be here because of that white man. Don't want us to come together. Okay? And here's the colossal connection. Colossal connection, people. Lawful processes of what these people talk about. You fuck with me, I'm going to fuck with you guys on the independent shit, and I'll have people pay you a visit. You're not going to like that. Don't fuck with me. That's the way I live. On the reservation, I deal with it every day. The United States government and their people, when they were recognized as a bundle of rights because they adapted the Iroquois Confederacy's right to free speech, a right to freedom. They had no constitution. They had nothing. So they adapted indigenous supremacy clause, where we have a right, people, white men, we have a right to resist fucking oppression. Duh. You want to talk shit and do this and threaten people? Go back to your own fucking country. Get the fuck off of Turtle Island and go home. I don't give a shit what kind of process that you got to do to get the fuck home. Go home. Leave my country alone now. We're sick and tired of you people doing this. And you Indians, I'm sick and tired of you guys trying to be white. These elders here that are listening, Grandma Dorothy, Darlene, Esther, Wayne, Robert, I thank you guys. Wopila, Echicha. Leno, Washichu, Kile, Dona Hook, Wabla, Ziki, Oispok, Dekile, Daku, Leno, we choye, Tau, Piki, Hena, Yuhapsni, As Inihasni, Tokata, Ke, Oas, Bekile, When you send me text messages out there, people, listen to this. I'm not a fucking white man. My name is Chanupa Guluha Mani, okay? Leave me alone. Don't text me, don't call me, because I'm going to pick up the same thing. I'm going to do the same thing. Don't fuck with me. You're not going to like it when I fuck back. America, the word America, is a filthy applying state that applied itself to Turtle Island. And you people don't get it. You want to use white man's language and vocabulary? That's you. You're not indigenous in my country. I don't give a fuck who you are and what you say. It's not indigenous. You don't threaten your fellow tribal people when you're Indian. Lakota, Cheyenne, Arapaho, Blackfeet, Navajo. You don't do that. But that's what white people do. White people. So what I expressed in Lakota, because my grandmas are fucking pissed off at people, mainly women now. Mainly women. I'm going to tell you why. We akilena ehani makhoche kile awan kapi. Many, many years ago, the women governed the earth. Okay? And they were red. Red women. Those four ships that arrived here, those four ships came here in 1492. But let's go back, and I'm going to say this. You guys don't like me repeating history? Fuck you. Don't listen to it. Go back to 1375. Vikings came here. Get this in your fucking brain, white people. Get this in your fucking brain. These Vikings came here. They seen Turtle Island. It already had inhabitants. What I'm saying by Lakotas, I mean all red nations were on Turtle Island when them Vikings. Oyate Tchoksa means those Vikings. Because we have no word for Vikings. So that's how we describe them. Washichu is the guy. Washichu. Washichu, okay? The white man is a fat taker. He likes to steal fat off the animal. That's his game. That fucker likes grease. Grease is not good for us. That's why we blow up. We got all these sicknesses of health because of the way we're eating like him. It's no good. That might sound offensive to him. Well, fucker cut us down. The white man used to say that to us. You guys are nothing but gut eaters. That's in the black community, they call it chitlins. In our culture, the Lakota, we call it chanicha. Okay? So we ate that. It's an act of survival, but we've been doing that since you arrived, white man. We've been living free and independent. Our belief system and the way we did things is because we cared for one another. You got here and you fucked it all up. You brought all your heinous shit here. Well, you go back to Europe and you threaten people over there and you write them up because I'm coming now. I'm going to show you how a real indigenous man does it. And Toksha, Walakokte, you're going to see me. Don't fuck with me, man, but now you're going to try to fuck with me. Okay, I'm going to show you how I play, too. Lena taka uchicha kokile, mila huska ki tak shite hena wan kokile. Hena yeche tushni. And you people, quit playing me, okay? Quit playing indigenous. You're not indigenous. You don't have a heart to represent yourself as a woman or a man. So shut the fuck up. Find somebody like Tyreek and get your own show, and then you can masquerade and bastardize and do everything you want. But don't threaten me, because I can threaten back. I'm going to show you. Mark my word. Mark that word. What I'm going to say to you now is going to blow your fucking mind. People are calling me again. See? Hold on. So we go back to the same thing now. That was elders calling me, saying, hey, you're doing good on that show. Now here's what I'm going to say to all of you. Lawful processes that belong in this country, they create a guide that has to be practiced when you're an indigenous person in the law of America. Okay? Now remember this. The independent structure has always ruled indigenous country. And you Indian people, when you get upset and you are feeling uncomfortable how America practices and perfects colonial policies to strip you of your human rights and you get pissed off, this language that we adapted called English is barbaric and it's brutal and it's a murder. There's nothing honorable about the English language. It's deadly. So there is no resolve. There is no solution. Relevant to your rights as an indigenous person, your rights are free. Your privileges are free. Your duties are free. These are words that govern the white race. Look at them. I've told you guys over and over, watch their fucking TV or listen to Tyreek, Tyreek's ex-military. I don't even think they did this to Tyreek. I don't think they debriefed Tyreek. That's why he's angry. That's the point. military of the white brigades, they do that. They don't debrief anybody. So when they come out of wars, and even if they come out of boot camp and they're coming home, because they learned that, they're still angry. They're pissed off. And I told you guys this on many times of these shows. It's multi-purpose. Okay? So now, I urge all you listeners to listen to what happened today. This is a special show. We've been threatened. They're mainly coming at Dennis Martin. They're coming at him, I guess. Go ahead. You better find him, too. But here's the thing. This is what Tyreek wanted. Tyreek wanted our people to have a voice, and he included all these people on his listening page of Facebook, so they all got in. They don't like that Palestinian guy. They don't like him. But yet he sticks his nose where it don't belong. He sticks his nose with Black Panthers. He sticks his nose with Brown Berets. He sticks his nose with Black Lives Matter. He sticks his nose with the white people, what they do, because they all have these rainbow and sociological, you know, collusions with themselves as people. He befriends them. That's him. So we indigenous people, we come along and we support this guy. We're still here. So here's how America does stuff. When they don't want you interfering with what they do this, and they're going to use indigenous. So I urge you women, and you listening on it, my grandmas here are working on the complaints. We're going to do this too. We're going to come back at them. We're going to file a genocide complaint against these people. These people that did this to us. Where's that phone of mine? Hey, tuk tel in. Uma sab khikhe yankaya. Na khye labe. Okay, au. Okay, this is what was said to me, man, people. Okay, I don't bother this woman. I don't even know who she is. But she shot me this text message. I'm going to read it to you guys. I can't see what she written, but she said this. I hope we can settle this issue peacefully, waiting for your rapid response. I have also sent Mr. Asfor a copy. Okay? I can't respond to these things because they're not mine. In other words, what I'm saying is I'm not a white man. I'm not a white man. So this woman sent this stuff to me, okay? Still want to fuck with our lives, okay? Well, we're going to show you how we do it. And it's simple. The process is as a guide to help you people understand and preserve your nation status, okay? You all need to have relationships with yourself before you can blame somebody. So here's my indigenous people, the Blackfeet, the Crow, the Cheyenne, the Arapaho, the Lakota, the Dene, the Ponca, the Omaha, the Winnebago, the Nez Perce, the Flathead, the Bloods, the Mohawk, the Six Nations Confederacy. You go down south, the Dene people, they have them, the Apache, the Yavapai, Miccosukee, all of these people, even our brothers and sisters up in Canada, the Cree, the Patole, all of them, just like down in Mexico, the Mexica, the Stone, Azteca, all of them have the same thing, the Inca, Aztecs, all of these things, okay? You're never none of them. If a white man tells you to be that on paper, that's his defamation of character, people. That's his defamation of character, man. Every time the white man tells you to do something, you do it. White man, leave the indigenous people alone, man. Leave us alone. We're fucking tired of you guys.
meddling men with us. We have a right to live freely and independently in our own country because we believe that way. We have done nothing to you white fuckers. We don't threaten you fuckers. You keep doing that to us, you're going to see what happens. You fuck with the indigenous people, man, you're going to fuck with a giant that's red, and you ain't going to come back from it. That red giant don't fuck around. He's not afraid of you. He whipped you before, times many, over and over, and he'll do it again. Don't fuck with him. As a figure of speech, I'm telling you, white man, leave us alone. We know what you're capable of doing, because all you guys do is kill nothing but children and elderly people. That's what you're good for. The same way when you do animals, you kill babies and them, and you think it's good. When I let you say principle, okay? Your grandmas and listen now. My grandmas are here with me because I decided to do this, and I wanted them to hear them. Taco epchekile chonwaste wahochi chokdichte. Ash. Toha hat hoxakilena ipach iapina wablezekile pachpaki. Hene echa wablezenichapi. Wakhanshankaki chimane tukile ehani onchimakhakilena oyateki wichakuki. He on wamakhashkaki opra. Lena lechus in neon kumpi. Ne chuan trokata kia takto un kunkte kile. Wa bleze kile e honi o speon kiapi. He un cha un lakhuta. We choye trankike na hachti o kius papi. Ni lakhuta na ni tuwe ki he. We choye ki lena lo hachti. Na hena lo haab hanta. Ta komani ta haku kash kakpi iekte. Hena wo kie ki hena e honi egna kapi. Ho hena yanke. Mila haska tha oa apche ki lena wa stesin. So isi an taku hena I wag la kokte ki le. Lena wo su ta wuzi lu hab hanta. Wa shi tu khabi an ayu la kota ki ayu stampo. Wa shi tu letsus o tsichake la kota ki ayu stampo. Hechanus niki shi ta wa la kokte. We choy ki le na hachti o bluspe. Na malu chan zeke hante si cha wa lakinkte. Ho he in shian wo ki he yam ke. Wa shit you. Lak chota ki le na ayush tampo. A ke o chi cha kinkte. Malu chan zeke hante. Si cha wa lakinkte. Mak chose ki le mitro alo. Na lakota ki lena suta ois papi. Hena o kiepi. Na wamatran skan ki lena ayush tampo. Hena isyan aikwake. Niecha ni traci ki wakhanshi cha he ni cha he. Tak si cha ene I chano ki lila ota oyatina hutopa ki lena wichak tepi. Was tes ni lo. Ma yu chanze ke shneo wa si tu. Si cha wa laking te. Malakhota, he on, let's just enozi. Tako e pre ki lena, wakan ki lena oi chake. Hena mitkha, hena te wakila. Na watranze tiksi gala lena. Hena te wakila, hena mitkha pi. Na, close. Don't fuck with my elders and my children. People, listening audience, don't fuck with them. My people have a right to voice their issue on a show that was given to us. We tried many. Hell, we even tried our sister from out east. Out in Massachusetts. She gave us a show. She couldn't handle it. She gets mad because she adapted white werethal in her brain. But whatever her path is, that's her path. It ain't ours. I still love her. She's my sister. Can't change that. Once I give my word, I mean it. And I'm talking about Leona. So last but not least, people, just be yourselves. Nilakhota. When I mean you're Lakota, I mean you're all tribes of the continent of Turtle Island. Fuck America. These elders are going to stand with me. We're going to try something here, which is never, ever going to be tried amongst native people because native men don't understand. They talk like a white man too much. They threaten people with paper. Go ahead. We're going to show you how it really works. I had enough of you people just playing this fucking game. So you tribes that I mentioned, you Cheyennes, you Arapahoes, you Blackfeet, you Nez Perce, you Blood, all you people, Winnebagoes, Omahas, Poncas, Dene, all you guys, Apache, Yavapai, Miccosukees, all you people, get ready. We need your help with this application. It's our act. And we're going to illustrate these people's names in it. We need your help. Watch and see how I do this. You guys want to fuck with me? Okay. I'll show you how I fuck back. And stay the fuck away from my radio show and stay away from me and my people, people. You know who you are. I'm going to show you now. You want to fuck with this red giant? Okay. You woke him up now. I'm indigenous to my own country. I am. No paper tells me to be 100%. I remember James Swan saying that to a lady to help her. Oh, we're going to back you 100%. Shit, that a white man. But he couldn't go there by himself with his people because he had none. He couldn't even show up. What does that tell you? This is how America does things. All you guys do. You band together because you fuckers are evil. That's what you do. But the real people, we have a different way of banding together. So I say, don't fuck with us. We're going to show you how we fuck back. So I close that with you guys. And Tyreek, you better start blocking all these fucking people that try to come on your show. They're going to try every counterintelligence operation to try to come on it. Get the fuck off Facebook. You have 3,000 Facebook friends out there, and not one of them fuckers can contribute $1. 3,000 of them can keep your show afloat. You wouldn't have to reach in your own fucking pocket. If these people believe in caring and helping, they do it that way. That's all they do, bastardize. That's the way America does things. America has always been a communist country, and it lies. They think they're superior, okay? Well, we're superior too. It's never going to be a first until we do this, people. And all I'm going to tell you guys, call Chinupa. You know who you are, all you guys that were talking on the show today. Call me. I'm going to show you how to do this with me. Had enough of this shit. Since Tyreek can't do it, we'll do it for him too. This is what he wants. He wants that anger to get out there, but yet he's not, man, putting the blame on it. He can do that. He's got a professional attorney. I got one too, Mark Faggett. Mark don't fuck around, people. That's what kind of attorney I got. In all these cases, he won. Don't fuck with me, man. I'll show you how I fuck back. But this is my virtue I'm giving you on my show. It's called the Indigenous Voices of People. This is my show. I don't own it. The reason why I claim it is because it belongs to you Indian people. So I'm part to say that. You women can say the same thing. This is my show. You can say that too. It's your show anyway. That Palestinian brother gave it to us. Since everybody else that claimed to be indigenous and whoever, they all fail. Think about it. He don't have to do this. They want to silence voices, okay? We're going to silence the white man's voice. We're going to show him how we do it. So I leave with that. Grandma Esther, you know, Grandma Martha, Grandma Darlene, Grandma Cheryl, Wayne, Robert, thank you, six people, for listening to me. And they want to come on the show this weekend, so these grandmas and these two grandpas are going to come on the show Friday, and they're going to tell you how they feel. Block everybody off that is not connected to indigenous people. Block them, Tyreek. Listen to me. Block them fuckers. They're going to use different numbers. Block them. Don't come on. I don't want nobody insulting my fucking elders, because if you do, that's it.
Okay.
Anupa will come for you.
Yeah.
Don't think I won't.
I'll do that.
So I'm going to get, I got to take care of these elders. I'm going to talk with them more, and thank you guys for allowing us to come on. And like I said, I mentioned their names. They're going to come on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, because they want to be part of this. They got things to say. And then last but not least, you guys, I'm going to bring my Aunt Bernice Whitehawk on, because she just, her and Vina just went out. They want to come on too, but they want to wait for the right time. She said, she written me a little note. Vina written me a note. So my Aunt Bernice is going to come on this weekend. Yeah. I love my auntie. She's like, this is what I got, people. So continue on your show, and you guys, thank you, Jenny and Rachel, whoever else is on. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I'm going to get back to these elders. We'll talk again. One of you guys call me at the end of the show and let me know how it came out. And you too, little brother, be well. Keep your head up. All right, we'll talk to you then. Oh.
Okay, this is Rachel again. This moment is really bad, because I think Jenny knows this too. She wanted to offer apologies and then offer something about some show of hers to us. And it seems like there was none of this paperwork until we said no to this woman. Then she fires us at Chinoop. What's that tell you about her? Because we won't accept her apologies with the behavior she brought on this show, her wrongs she brought on this show, and we will accept her offer for her radio show. And when we said no, then she shoots this off to Chinoop. That woman's got some problems. She's got some serious problems.
Well, thank you everybody for coming on the show. This was an actual show to tell exactly what is going on, you know, and clearly they are trying to shut down our voices. They're trying to shut down the show. They don't want indigenous voices to come, you know, on the air. They don't want, I know, as my lawyer, he told me, he goes, Tyreek, they're trying to shut you down. The state is trying to shut you down. They're trying to silence your voices. And this is what is happening. And I asked him, what's the point of telling everybody freedom of speech and freedom of expression if people claiming to be indigenous, trying to, you know, go after other indigenous people and myself, you know what I mean, claiming they're not, and they're scammers. They are scamming each other, you know what I mean? Like this lady said in the report, monetary, you know, restitution for whatever, you know what I mean? It's a scam.
Monetary restitution is a covert threat. When they got scared about something,
well,
and like you said, they want to shut something down. This is how they roll. This woman got scared about something. That's why this paperwork is shot off. she got scared about something because she came to us apologizing to us. She came to us and made an offer. We refused. And when we did, this all happened then.
Listen, that's why I'm saying you guys heard me when I asked her what changed your hateful heart about everything, which you said.
That's right.
I want to know that first. And she said, I'm indigenous. No, uh-uh. She wouldn't say. Then she wants to make that offer and what? I did the whole conversation when she called Chinupa, saying, you know, just really wanted, to explain to him about her and everything she did, like I said, but she talked in a nice form, like wants him to, totally forgive her. How could he forgive her for all of us? So I said, we can let everybody know what this is all about, because now she's trying to throw, some type of lawsuit all the time. That's what white people do, that whole thing. How they think, depending on what happened. How did we damage her? She damaged herself. It's not our fault for what, she misunderstood and how we talk up here. How we use their that language that's destroying all of us. Jeez. So, don't put no more energy towards it. Don't tell her what we're doing, what we're going to do, and why. No more.
Okay.
Chinupa said
this?
To call him, and he'll talk to all of us, whatever. But I understand it already.
I'm going to say something for my
the first time, whether with or without this radio station or any radio station that wants to hear our voices. If you don't want to hear voices in the air, it's still going on the ground. Okay?
Yeah.
So don't think with, shut that radio station down. Well, go ahead. You guys think you own the air now? That's what I'm saying. They think they own the fucking air. Well, that's our voice. That's us. You can't own the air now, what they think they do. Okay? So they want to shut this radio station down. Shit, we already know the goddamn truth. The whole world should know the truth, what the hell is going on.
Yeah. I'm going to say this to everybody who's watching on Facebook on this live. I'm going to say this. You know what I mean? I'm going to apologize to the grandmothers. I'm going to apologize to Kanupa. You know what I mean? And I'm going to apologize to my people, too. Because I thought these 3,000 people, I thought the people who are watching, really have dignity on everything that they post and everything they say. That is my mistake. That is my mistake. I'm naive. I was naive to inviting people thinking that they are indigenous, thinking they are honorable, you know what I mean? To come on this show, Indigenous Voices of People. This show is welcome for indigenous people, but guess what? I think clearly, grandmothers, we need to have screening, asking questions before having anybody on a show anymore, because clearly there's many out there are dishonorable. They imitate indigenous people. And they have nothing good in their hearts, just they want to find somebody to screw for money. Sadly to say that, I'm sadly to say that. This is what I'm seeing right now. And I apologize, Kanupa, and I apologize, grandmothers, it's my fault too. for believing everybody on Facebook, you know.
Well,
and I'm sorry for inviting them on the show, because clearly they are, some of them are fake as hell, you know what I mean? And
they're blind. They're blind. If they can sit in a cesspool of social media that all around them of this Facebook they're sitting in is all about hate speech, violence, anger, and everything, but then she wants to single us outside that, but she's sitting right in the hot spot and ground zero of it, but she's blind to it. She's got a problem. She needs to work on herself. She can't even see. She's sitting in ground zero of hate speech and violence around her, but she singled us out. She don't need to work on us with her paperwork. She needs to work on her goddamn conscience and her goddamn soul.
You know something, everybody out there? If I tell these grandmothers, hey, my name is Tariq Asfar, I'm Palestinian, you know what they're going to ask me? Who's your grandmother? Who's your family member? Who is this? What tribe you come from? Which part? You know what I mean? That's normal. They're identifying if I'm somebody real or somebody fake. So if I get offended at their questions and start cussing them out and, you know, telling them bad meaning, bad words and sending letters like this to them, I'm guilty because I, you know, guilty, but at the same time, I'm showing disrespect to myself. And luckily, I have family members all over. So it's not only 3,000 people I don't know. I have my family members here. I have my comrades over here. I got my homies here. I have everybody here. So guess what? You know, if I'm still sorry, you know, for the grandmothers and Kanupa, you know, and myself, you know what I mean, that we have to go through all this legal bullshit, you know what I mean? I call it crybaby bullshit, you know what I mean? Because now, every time somebody has a problem, you know what I mean, or they don't like to hear what I have to say or the grandmothers have to say or something, they call 911. They call the police. They call FBI. They call, you know, they cry about it online. They say, this guy's big. So it means there's no goddamn meaning of freedom of speech in this country. There's nothing. Zero. Zip. If every time I have to open my mouth, and after I open my mouth, 2 weeks later, I get cops sitting outside my house or coming around shining the light in my face. What fucking freedom of speech is this shit? What is the freedom of expression here? I'm no better being living in the Middle East, you know what I mean, than here. Where do I go? Where do they go? Where does anybody go? I'm sick and tired of this shit, too. That's why we're talking about this today. This is why I'm live on Facebook, to let all of you know what the hell is going on. We are being threatened on a daily basis. I don't have money. All my money's going to lawyers to keep our voices free so I can keep on broadcasting. This is, I don't know anymore, man. Shit. I don't know anymore. I don't know what to say anymore.
These people out here, your Facebook wasn't, that's all a society. They feel comfortable because people don't feel comfortable. I only grew up in my immediate family. I didn't have nobody else. I'm still out here by myself. I live in a racist town. I've got nobody else. You're out here all by yourself outside your immediate family. You don't have anybody else that you can call as, my Facebook friends or the this or that. You only got yourself. And if you're a true person, the only thing you need is your heart and your mind, and you stay to that.
Thank you, God.
That's it. We should just stop right here now.
Stop right here. Let's just not talk about that no more. Huh?
We're done.
You know, real issues, bigger issues still going on. You know, if you guys want to go on to YouTube, look what was happening on our Blackfeet Reservation. Even news channels off the reservation come onto the reservation and talk about the cultural genocide, talk about the oppression, everything on there. You know, it's an interview, but, you know, who caused all of that?
What?
The Sam Simpson that we've been talking about. This is the show supposed to be about, you know, what the hell's really going on. If they could put it on Facebook, and all this stuff on YouTube, and then we know what the hell's going on. So why is it just a big threat at this radio station? Just because Chinupa, you know, like I said already, you know, I'm not going to keep repeating it. So that's why, just leave it alone. Leave it alone right now. Hmm?
You know something? I look on all the social medias, not social medias, the news, okay? There is nothing on what is happening on, you know, the res. There's nothing. I can't find stories, you know what I mean?
KRTV News, which is out of Great Falls, Montana.
Okay,
if
what is it?
If you go on to Blackfeet Reservation, you know, you'll see different protests going to the Blackfeet protest. That's what's going on in our reservation. You know?
Okay.
And the people are just kind of silent, you know, because it's winter time, and we got a new council, some council members in. Everybody feels that, you know, they're going to start, you know, helping the people and why. We always feel that way. So we kind of wait it out for a little bit, you know, and then we don't start seeing the results of what the hell they said they were going to do. The people start getting upset again. Okay?
Yep.
So, you know, and last year it was, you know, and I always tell people, don't think the world's not watching you right now. They're watching us right now.
Good.
We're passing on our reservation.
Good.
So I don't understand why, and this is the hard part, because a lot of our people think nothing's going on because it's not happening in the front of them. Yeah? Well, depending on what is happening within your community, on your reservation, because we're supposed to be talking about our people. The urban people have their own, you know, their own they should have their own station if they're out there urbanly, huh? But we're talking basically what's happening to our people still on their reservations. No matter, they're breaking all the treaties, even our own people. They want to go business council, so corporate. So that's why all the honorary council, the tribal elderly council, really don't have a say in anything anymore. That's why they're not able to sit in their offices and sit in that fucking chair and speak for all of us now. These things are going on our reservation too. That's what I talked with Chinupa about. I don't like the way, this is how I feel. Tyreek, you want to make the show only about what's happening with the Lakota? No. Don't make it all just about what Chinupa says. No, it's all of us. We're supposed to be sharing what's happening in each location, the ones that come on. Hmm? Some of us will come on with trying to explain our own, you know, experience, but we're telling the story of what's happening in front of us and to us and others. So that's what this show is supposed to be about.
That's what I've been trying to do for the last 28 years of my life in this land. I wanted to have a radio station here, you know, connecting all the indigenous, all of them under one big radio station, either on AM, know what I mean? This is what I've been trying to do. They never approved my application. They never did.
Well, what they don't understand, what we're talking about, you know, or like I say, we're not, well, if you want to, you know, run yourself by the white man's clock time, the European clock time that they set for, you know, if you want to run yourself by that, yeah, that means that you're working and all that, you know, you got to get up, you got to take, you know, get up and get your kids to their missionary school, modern missionary school, is what I call them, their, you know, where they still want to experiment on their children and what. So that's, you know, I look at that. If not, you know, no matter what, if you're still doing this, when we start talking about Earth, our foundation beneath all of our own 2 feet, see, this is what we're trying to explain. You know, we're not reading it out of a book or what, you know, because we can see it and feel it. What's happening in our location, looking at the difference. The sky is different. Everything, the sun's dancing all over the mountains up here, you know. The moon is setting, you know, further up from what it should be, you know. So these are the things that we look at, you know. We don't, the scientists have to, you know, invent all these telescopes and try to, you know, dig for something or go out there and look for something or to understand it. You don't know. That's not us, eh? When we say Neistat, you mean we're the original people that were survivors right now. Right?
Yeah.
We're the grandchildren. We're the, yes, you know, if you're your grandma, you're the grandparents now. Huh? So with these elders, I know, do come on, his Auntie Bernice, yes, I would like her to come on because talking with them, because I don't have no more grandparents. I don't have no parents. My father died at when he got killed at 4 years old. I was old. That's how old I was. And my mother died of cancer at 12 years old. I was. Off the reservation.
I want to ask, we all have
that story to who we are. I come from Red Blanket. So
okay.
I, you know, yeah, we're the Red Blanket Society.
Okay,
that's who we are.
So my question to you is, okay, grandmothers, okay, my question to you, all of you watching and my grandmothers, there's tons, thousands upon thousands of migrants coming through the borders every day. America attacks all the countries, Afghanistan, Iraq, Lebanon, Middle East, Palestine, you know, all over the Middle East. Everybody's flooding over here to America, to Turtle Island, okay? Now, my question to you is, if all of them want to have voices for the actual people in this land because they feel they relate to their issue, okay? Is it something wrong to have a voice for all? Is it a problem? That's my question. Freedom of speech for everybody to voice what they want to say, not only the white guy. Is it a problem?
I say no, it's not a problem, because
see,
that's why I already explained that, you know, they're not the ones that created each and every one of us. So, you know, we have that right. We have that human birthright that was not unless we were born deaf or blind or what, you know, see? But that's what they're trying to take from us. We already know that.
You think the migrants are going to be happy and everything, the refugees are coming happily? No, they have no place to go. You destroyed their land. You destroyed their countries. You're destroying everything, white man. You're destroying it. They're coming over here. And mind you, this happens with me on a daily basis when I'm doing Uber. When I pick up a customer, white customer, Hi. Hi. Oh, your name is Tariq. Yes. Where are you from, Tariq? How long have you been here? The whole ride turns into an interrogation session by this white fucker. And I have to tell this white person, well, you know what I mean? I'm from here, you know? And when I do tell them I'm from the Middle East, oh, by the way, are you this and that? And I said, what the fuck? Why the fuck are you asking me these questions? I already did my time over here. Why is every fucking white person asking me? A black guy doesn't ask me. A Chinese Asian person doesn't ask me, you know? Indigenous doesn't ask me. A Mexican, you know, Latino doesn't ask me. Why you fuckers keep on asking me every time? Every fucking day, every fucking trip. I got sick and tired of fucking doing Uber because of this shit, of this racist shit. I'm fucking tired of it too. For how, you know, I've been here 28 years. Everybody still fucking treating me like the way I came from the first day.
Well, what I would say about that is, you know, you look at the people of the South Mexico region, they call it now, how they're migrating this way and what. So if you look at, take that and you look at the original map of Turtle Island, the people of the South always migrated north because of the, like, the food source, like the animals do, you know, they migrate or they go hibernate or whatever they do. Yeah. So so when they made that borderline, that stopped all of that. Now they call them immigrants. Huh? Okay. In the same way with every other location like that. So our people all had their own original location that was given to them. They didn't overpopulate. They didn't take more than what they needed and what. Now you look at it today. All these wars, like I said, were going on over there before it came over here. It was brought over here. That's what's causing all of this. But all those wars going on there are making people want to come this way, come this way, come this way. Well, if you come this way, called America now, you're coming this way thinking, oh, you know, I got freedom, you know, like they make it sound, you know, the home, you know, the place where you all your dreams come true, you know, you're safe and from all of that over there. Well, you're not. You're just coming to another place.
Look what happened during COVID. Look what happened during COVID. They started attacking Asian people. You know, they just turn on people. Look what happened during World War II. They put Japanese people, Asian people in concentration camps.
And look after 9/11. Okay, so they made all your peoples over there like terrorist people. So now they're going to question. So now you have all these stone white people, hillbillies, all these people that think that, they, you know, oh, because they were born in America. So they think that, you know, this is their country.
America is
so
a
that's
people.
Why they're so ignorant to the races, all of us people of color. That's how ignorant they get, huh? Because they think they conquered. So that's all of those people that support the KKK and all of that shit, huh? That's who they are.
Today, Facebook, social media, today's the last day I ever put live on Facebook. This is the last video is going to be posted on Facebook today, the last one. And you could rewatch this video because clearly, you know, it's just shameful. You know what I mean? There's people out there, you know what I mean, trying to shut down, you know, and further want to, you know, cause genocide, and they want to silence people. And they want to, you know, shut people up. So today's the last day, and I'm going to erase the phone number. I'm going to ask for another new number. You know what I mean? Also, I'll just post the show, like, in a link. You could hear the show, you know, and No, because seriously, I fucking had enough of this shit. You know what I mean? Fucking this paper, this whatever, this bullshit from her and the fucking cops, and you know, it's just like fuck, dude. You know what I mean? No wonder. No wonder. You know what I mean? No wonder my father, he doesn't want to come here either. You know what I mean? He never came. He came here a little bit and took off. You know what I mean? And my grandfather too. He came over here and he goes, "This is not my country. I'm leaving. I'm gone." He had died in another country, you know. And my grandma died here, sadly. So, that being said, I'll say it again. I'm not gonna go live on Facebook anymore. This is the last live I will go, because clearly there is no such fucking thing of freedom of speech, and I'm not going to invite anybody anymore from Facebook, you know what I mean, onto the radio show before being screened, because clearly, you know, so many people out there are claiming to be what they're not, and you know, we're paying the price again. Poor people paying the price again. Poor people getting fucked, you know, again. Why? And clearly, for money. They want money damages. It's all about fucking money. Fucking scammers.
Control.
So, yep, that's what it is. Fucking scammers. Fucking scammers. Fucking money scammers. This is what this
it's
fucking
the threat
land
of money.
It's all about the
it's
fucking
the threat
money.
Of money. That's their way of control. It's a threat of money. We'll get scared. We'll shut up. I don't got money. Do you got money? They know what they're doing.
I don't got fucking money. I'm paying all my money to fucking lawyers. I haven't seen my family for fucking 10 years because I'm paying all my fucking lawyers.
Well, like I already said, you know, it just leave it alone right now.
Well, we were with Jenny. We were, but that woman kept coming back. See, we dropped it.
Yeah,
but she
yeah,
got all
the connect. I already said, you know, after the show, call him. You know, we don't need to waste
yeah.
no more energy on it. Huh?
Yep.
Yeah,
from
but
now
we
on,
were letting it go.
I'm
going
to screen all the calls, everything. Sadly,
yeah.
I have to.
Because, you know, a lot of them, if they're real.
Calls now. Sadly,
if they're real, and they
what?
Say they're from the Blackfoot Confederacy. There's four bands up who are tribe, three up north in the Canada region since they made that border line, and then us, the Kunai people, the Blackfeet right here. So if they say they're Blackfoot, then, you know, we want to know from what band, you know, what tribe, okay? There's four of us, but we're in the Blackfoot Confederacy, one big tribe, hmm? So I'm going to ask them, well, you know, you understand what's going on out in Red Blanket? That's where I come from. Because that's where they're building that super highway that we've been talking about, too.
Yeah.
See? And then a white guy from California got away with making a KLE, a white man campground, in that area. And the lady that's been living out there, she basically was leasing it for 38 plus years now, said now they hear a woman crying all the time. So she told her son, you know, just go check in those trees, you know, make sure, you know, because they know the difference between a woman's cry and a mountain lion and stuff, you know. You're living out there for so many years, you'll know the different sounds of them and what. So her son goes in those trees and kind of searches around looking for a woman or what, maybe she is her or something, you know. There's nobody in those tree lands, nowhere. But they also, when they come in, they knock down a bunch of trees and shit. And I told her, oh, shoot, man. I said, no, that's the problem with these white people. If they're these people that get on, if they really are us, understand what we're talking about. Since they did that, they disturbed something there. A lot of the white people don't fucking respect what's sacred to us. That whole area where I was raised at, out there in Red Blanket, was one of the original area when there were people that would come out of the mountains. That was one of their campsites right there, where they was raised at. Yeah. So they're just tearing up history. real history. So the people that, you know, claim to be up there, when you say you're Blackfoot, tell me about what you understand what's happening, you know, because to us, when they start destroying something that's really sacred, that hurts all of us. Hmm? Because where is it at now? Just like out on the East Coast, like Chinupa talks, where are those sacred areas at now? These people are living on grave sites, every fucking thing. Building, you know, moving cemeteries to build schools and shit. And, that's what I'm afraid of. When I see, you know, I see all of that going on. So these are the things that we have to fight our own tribal corrupt system up here, tribal government, white tribal government system that's operating right now. Yeah. They don't really care. You know, they could dress up and, you know, go to D.C. and, you know, represent the Blackfeet, the Kunai people, but still, what are they doing to stop all of that?
You know, when I saw the Pope, okay, put the Indian headdress on his head, I was so disgusted. I was so disgusted when the Pope of Rome put the headdress, the native headdress on his head. I started throwing up myself. Why? Same story here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then our understandings, what I heard from, you know, their ways over there, the Pope, no woman can speak to the Pope or against the Pope over there, but that Cree lady stood and spoke what she had to say in her language to him. She didn't agree with that. She was yelling for them to take it off of him. And she gave him a message when he goes back across the ocean for him and his congregation, whoever, his followers, to think about, you know, everything. Because of him, the Papa Bull bullshit, you know, discovery and, you know, all this crap is still going on.
Yeah, I know.
See? All because of this, you know, what you've been saying, all this religion stuff, that Bible stuff that was created over there, or people didn't need a Bible to understand this world, what was wrong and what was right. Or people already knew. They were here. Nature, the sky, the stars, everything, what they've seen for thousands and thousands of years. They didn't have to destroy Earth to feed themselves, house themselves, to have water to be warm. They didn't destroy nothing.
Yep. Yeah. Well, thank you for this emergency. I call this emergency show. It's not a scheduled show for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Thank you, grandmothers. Please accept my apology and talk to you on Friday.
All right. We'll see you on Friday. Well, I can't see you, but we'll hear from you.
Will do. Thank you. Have a good night. Have a good day.
Later.